learned the Gemara already on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara derives from one pasuk that one is required to recite Birchas HaTorah. Then we learned the Lakamon Daf Mem Ches on the base. The Gemara learns from other psukim, different Tanoim, learn from different psukim that there is a requirement to recite Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts this as one of the mitzvahs I say that the Ramban forgot to mention, because the Ramban deletes a whole list of mitzvahs in the counting of the Rambams. He has to replace them with others. So he thinks that this is one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. And he says, and you shouldn't defend the Rambam by saying that the Rambam holds that it's one and the same mitzvah with Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah to learn Torah and recite Birchas HaTorah in connection with learning Talmud Torah. He says, no, that's not a valid reason to count it as one mitzvah, just like Havoas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. The Rambam counts as two distinct mitzvahs. And so too, the Rambam counts as two distinct mitzvahs, eating the matzah and Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a little strange mashal. Those are the two mashalim that he gives. But just like over there, they're counted as two distinct mitzvahs. See, here also should be counted as two distinct mitzvahs. Does the Rambam really disagree with the Ramban and think that the psukim are only asmachta with the Rabbanan and Birchas HaTorah is only with the Rabbanan? Or does he think Birchas HaTorah is the raisit, but it's included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It's a question, but it does make too much of a difference. The Shagas Hari has a tshuva where he writes, he thinks that we pass like the Ramban. Whatever the Rambam holds, whether the Rambam disagrees and holds Birchas HaTorah is an asmach, that's only with the Rabbanan, or the Rambam agrees. Halacha l'maaseh, the Shagas Hari says, Mishnah Berurah quotes the tshuva from the Shagas Hari, halacha l'maaseh, we assume Birchas HaTorah is the raisa. What's the difference whether it's the raisa, the Rabbanan? Sofik, the Gemara says, but the Kriyashma is the raisa, the Rabbanan. Sofik kar, Kriyashma, Sofik lo kar. So let's say the person is mesupik, half asleep, he doesn't remember whether he recited Birchas HaTorah or not. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Halacha L'maaseh from the Tshuva Shagas Aryeh that we assume Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. And B'makom Sofik, you have to recite a Bracha. Sofik Brachas L'Hakol only applies when the Bracha is only with the Rabbanah. If a person ate Kidei Svi and his obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon is the Raisa, then it says in Shulchan Aruch that you would say Sofik Birchas HaMazon L'Chumra. You would have to repeat it. If the person didn't eat Kidei Svi, then we assume that the obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon is only with the Rabbanon. So then you say, Safik Brachas Lachal. But on a Bracha that's deraisa, like Birchas HaMazon, when the person ate Kidei Svi, Birchas HaTorah, that would be already deraisa. You don't necessarily have to assume that all the three Brachas are deraisa. The Gemara asks, Mai Mevarach, what is the text on Yud Aleph and Mebeis, right in the middle, right after the period. So the Gemara asks, Mai Mevarach, what is the text of the Birchas HaTorah? The first they quote Shmuel, Am Rav Yonah Mishmal Shekhar Shon Sasson Alasik Divir Ser. Rabbi Yechanan adds on Harav Nosham Lakenes Divis Eroscha, etc. And then Rav Hamnun says Shabachar Menukav and Asalon Estarosai, and that's a beautiful bracha. And the Gemara says all three are beautiful. That's why we say all three. Hilkech Nemrinu LeKulu. Here we mentioned there are two girsas. Whether the girsa is Hilkech Nemrinu LeTravayu, Hilkech Nemrinu LeKulu. The word Kol only applies if you have three or more. If you only have two, it doesn't make sense to use the word LeKulu, all. So the two girsas are when you say lasak b'divrei sar, they say harivno or they say viharivno. So on the left hand margin it says ayin tesis ksubas davches. Tesis has the two girsas, whether it has a vav viharivno or without a vav. What's the issue? The question is that shouldn't this be considered a bracha smucha lachavata harivno? Is it? That's the question. Is harivno a bracha smucha lachavata? And that's why it doesn't have to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, because the Gemara says on Mem Vav and Mem Aleph, all brachas have to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, have to be posachas b'baruch, unless it's Birchas Shemoneh Esrei, unless it's Birchas Kriyat Shema, and unless it's Brachas Smucha L'Chaveto. So that's the question over here, whether Harivno is a Smucha L'Chaveto because it always follows the Brach Lasik B'Divrei Seira, or for some reason or another, it doesn't qualify to be considered a bracha smucha l'chavata. Why should it not be a bracha smucha l'chavata? So that's a machloikis, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Rashbam was the older brother, Rabbeinu Tam was the younger brother, there were two brothers, both grandchildren of Rashi. So it's machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. When you have a bracha smucha l'chavata, so the second bracha doesn't have to be pasachas b'boruch, is that only if the first bracha was a bracha arucha, and it had, so the second bracha, smucha l'chavata, to the chasima of the first bracha. What if the first bracha was a bracha k'tzara, like over here? Asher k'dishana b'mitzvah tzuhana l'asik b'divrei sara. That's a brichas ha-mitzvah. The brichas ha-mitzvah and the brichas ha-nenen are brachas k'tzaras. That's what Tosis writes on Amud Aleph and Yod Aleph and Amud Aleph. They're quoting the Tosefta like that. the Birchas HaPeretz, Birchas HaNenen, Birchas HaMitzvahs are brachas k'tzaris. It's not posachas b'baruch b'chasem is b'baruch. So that's the shaila. The first bracha lasik b'divrei saris a bracha k'tzara. So do you start v'harif? No, it must be a hemshech, it must be a continuation. Rabbi Yochanan Misayim b'hachi. He concluded that bracha by adding on. He made it into a bracha arucha. That's one long bracha. That's posachas b'baruch. Asher kisham sasan lasik b'divrei saris v'harif. No, it keeps on going. And it's chosem is b'baruch. Or should you say no? It's a separate bracha. Harav Noah is a separate bracha. It doesn't have to begin with a vav achipur. It's a separate paragraph. And it doesn't have to begin with baruch ato Hashem because it's mukhalach avatar. And even though the first bracha, lasik b'divrei saris, is a bracha k'tzara, it's not the chasim of a bracha arucha. So what? Who says, where do you get such a klal? So that was two opinions in Taisus. That's the Taisus in Ksubas, Dav Chesem and Av. That's the machlag Zahab in the Rajbam. So at the end, the last line, when it says, V'hilkech nerminu l'kulhu, so that's if he say the three different brachas, and then the gear says, correct, Hilkech nerminu l'kulhu. But if he say that it should say, V'harav no, it's a chibur, because it doesn't qualify to be considered a bracha, smucha l'chavato, because the first bracha is a bracha k'tzara, so it must be that that's one long bracha. And then, Shabbach abanim kol ham nasan lanas taras, is a second bracha. Then on the last line, it should say, Hilkech nerminu l'travayu. We should say the both brachas. It doesn't make sense to say l'kul. That's what it says in the Tosfos in Ksubas. Yes, so from all of these brachas, according to the Ramban, Ramban thinks that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, the simple reading of the Gemara. Everything is deraisa. So the person is mesupik if he recited Birchas HaTorah, the misofik deraisa, l'chumah has to say everything over. It wouldn't sound like it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, they're all beautiful brachas, they're all nice ideas. We'll buy them all. We'll say everything. Everything is min HaTorah. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah quotes from the Shagasari based on the Ramban. He says he doesn't think that both of them, or all three of the bracha, everything is deraisa. Min HaTorah, it's sufficient if he say one bracha. So if he have a sofik, whether he said Birchas HaTorah or not, he's half asleep, so you should pick one of the two, or one of the three. Which one of the two or three should you say? Well, Rav Hamnuna made a comment, Zuhi mu'ula shebe bracha is is a very beautiful law, encompassing bracha. So if you're only going to say one because he mesupik, whether you say b'chas HaTorah or not, so it makes sense to say that last bracha. Say that last bracha. If you know vaday that you didn't say any other brachas, then you say nemrinu l'kulu. We say all of them. But if you're mesupik, and you say safek deraisa l'chumra, so you only have to say over one. What if a person is mesupik if he said bichas hamazon, he ate vaday kedei sviya, and he's half drunk at the end of the meal, and doesn't remember if he recited bichas hamazon, so he has to repeat the bichas hamazon over again because it's deraisa. And what about hatoiv hameitiv? Hatoiv hameitiv is only the rabban. Does he have to repeat hatoiv hameitiv? So that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Tshuvas Ma'ari Alevi, that's by the Taz, his brother. Tshuvas, the Taz was a Levi, and his brother was a Levi. Father was a Levi also. So, if a person is mesupik, if he said Birchas Hamazon deraisa, he has to repeat the whole Birchas Hamazon, including Atayva Meitav. I bet Atayva Meitav is lav deraisa, that you should say, Safik Brachas Lahokil. So the Maria Levi says in the Tshuva, we would require of him that he should repeat Atayva Meitav also, Keechet Delod Zalzulide. Sometimes we say Safik Brachas Lahachmir, if we're afraid that people are going to be mezalzel. Where do you have such a concept? Safik Brachas Lahachmir, because we're afraid people are going to be mezalzel. The Gemara has the sugya, the discussion in Perek Mamem Adlikin. The discussion begins that when you light Neiris Chanukah, all the dinim of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah and Mamem Adlikin, because Mamem Adlikin is about Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos. The Gemara draws parallels and distinctions and contrast between Neiris Shabbos and Neiris Chanukah. So the Gemara says when you light the Neiris Chanukah, you have to say a bracha. When you light Neiris Shabbos, it never says in the Gemara where they say a bracha. That's two opinions in Taisus there. Machlokes, our practice is that we do say a bracha. But Neiris Chanukah says beferish in the Gemara, when you light Neiris Chanukah, you have to say a bracha. So the Gemara says, achidish, that when you perform a mitzvah midirabbanon, you say a bracha, even though, how can you say, kiddushanu b'mitzvah b'tzivanu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command us to do the mitzvahs midirabbanon, still say b'tzivanu. So the Gemara asks, how come it's clear from the Mishnah that when you mafrish maisris on demai, a bracha is not recited? So the Gemara says, demai is a safek, and safek brachas lahakam. That's why. So the Gemara says, is that so? Whenever there's a safek, you don't say a bracha. Yontem Sheinu Shel Golias is based on a safek of the Yoima, and we do say a bracha. So the Gemara gives the answer, Ke'echad Elol Lezal Zulibay. There's a machlekes Abai V'Rava. What's the answer on that question? Why is it that on Afrosh's Demai, no bracha is recited? And on Yontem Sheinu Shel Golias, a bracha is recited. So there's machlekes Abai V'Rava. So normally when there's machlekes Abai V'Rava, we pass like Rava, except for the Al-Kigam. Over here, the Rambam paskens like Abai. Why does he pasken like Abai? So in the Tshuvas HaRambam, quoted by the Migdaloi, the Raibit is masking on the Rambam. Why did he pasken like Abai? So the Migdaloi is on the bottom of the page, quotes the Tshuvas HaRambam. They ask them about this. Chachma Vonel asked them. So he answers, because there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Beferish, like Abai. The stomach of the Gemara is like Abai. Because the Gemara says that when you sit in the Sukkah in Shemini Atzeres, in Chutzlo, it's because of Sveika de Yayma, you sit in the sukkah and you don't say a bracha. Why don't you say a bracha? You sit in the sukkah, you say a bracha on the second day to the second Seder, you say a bracha on the matzah and the morah, second day Rosh Hashanah, you say a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar, so why shouldn't you say a bracha on Leishet Basukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara doesn't give any explanation. So the Rambam says, the Rambam interprets in that Gemara that the li'olam on Yontav Sheni Shal Golias, it's really a sofik bracha, you really shouldn't say any bracha. The only reason why you say bracha is because if you'll tell the people they have to shake a lulav and they have to eat the matzah in the morah and not say a bracha, so then the people will be mezalzal in it. They'll realize that this is only a fake, this is only a sofik, it's not for real, it's not about dois. So we're concerned, like Abai said, but over here, if you tell the people that they should say a bracha on yeshiva b'sukkah and shmini atzeres, so saying the bracha de bli mezalza, saying the bracha means that it's chalamay, that it's the Lashon HaRabba, that it's not yontif. On the level of their eyes, it is yontif, it's shmini atzeres. Midirabban, you have to treat it l'chumra as if it's the Lashon HaRabba. So if you tell people they should say a bracha, the other rabbi reciting of the bracha will bring a zilzal to the yontif. Because the whole reason why we ever say a bracha on Yontav Sheni is because, like Abai explained, so the Rambam writes in his tshuva to the Chachma Lunel that it's based on that Gemara in Sukkah. It's interesting, the Sfasemes didn't remember that tshuva's HaRambam. Or maybe he never saw it in the first place, whatever it is. So the Migdaloi is in the bottom of the page. Usually people don't read the Migdaloi. Migdaloi just comes to defend the Rambam. So he said, whenever the Raibit asks that the Rambam is against the Pasuk and Chumash, so there, the Migdaloi says, no, the Rambam is right. He just says the Rambam is right. Doesn't explain why the Rambam is right. The Rambam is against the Mishnah, against the Tosefta, against the Gemara. No, the Rambam is always right. Never. So people stop reading the Migdaloi. But so usually it's talking not too valuable. He just says whatever the Rambam says is Kodesh Kodosh. We can't argue with the Rambam. Never says anything. But once in a while, he quotes the Tshuva HaRambam that we don't have any other source for. So here, the Migdaloi quotes this Tshuva HaRambam. So the Sfasemis on Sukkah doesn't refer you to that Migdaloi, but he says on his own, he gives that to the Hezber. Why do you sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and not say a bracha? Because the whole idea of saying a bracha Yantav Sheni is really a Sufik bracha Slohakl. So the whole reason why you say bracha is like Abai said, Kech Delolez al Zulebei. But over here, if you'll say a bracha on Yeshiva B'Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the reciting of the bracha will bring a zilzul, because the people will realize that it's really Yoshana Rab, it's really Chalamoid, it's not, they'll think it's Chalamoid, it's not really Yantav. So you see from the Gemara, Abaye's opinion, and that's how the Rambam paskens, Abaye says that sometimes we require that a person should say a bracha on a Sofik mitzvah, even though the rule normally is Sofik bracha Zohar, sometimes we insist that misofik a person should bedavke say a bracha, ke'echa delola zalzule, there's something.
What would be other reference in Bama Adlikin?
Rava says that the reason for demai not having a bracha is there is no such rule that Safik bracha is lahav. He says it's not true. Demai is a vadai. Safik bracha is really lechumer. But by demai, it's Rava mehoretz masrin hay. The whole afrashas maestris is only a chumer. It's even less than a Safik. But yontav sheni shel golias, with a plain old Safik, so then Safik bracha is lahav. That's what Rava says. And Abai says not so. So the Rambam adopts the position of Abai. So there in the Gemara we say you should recite a bracha on Yontav Sheni, that people shouldn't be mezalzal on Yontav Sheni. If you'll tell them that they should eat the matzah in the morah and not say a bracha, then we're afraid people will start doing melacha on Yantav Sheni. Over here, the Mari Alevi writes in his tshuva, we want the people, as Sofik Brochas Lahachmir, we want people to say Atoiva Meitav if they're Mesupik, if they recite Birchas Hamazon, Ke'echad Alola Zalzulei that Birchas Atoiva Meitav. We're afraid if we'll tell people that B'makom Sofik, they should only say the first three Brochas of the Birchas Hamazon and leave out the fourth Brocha after. If the Bnei Rachma of Yishalayim Amen, they should leave out Atayv Ametiv, so this will lead people to understand that Atayv Ametiv is Lav Deraisa. So like a lot of people, after they say the Olamai Chasvein, they say they leave out the rest. Everything else doesn't count. So they'll stop at Bnei Rachma of Yishalayim Amen, and they'll leave out Atayv Ametiv. They'll chisel off the whole last bracha. So that's what the Ma'ari Alevi says. If Safik Birach Birchas Hamas and Safik Lav Birach, we should insist that he should repeat the whole Birchas Hamas and even the part that's only the Rabbanan, on the part that's the Rabbanan, not Kehechad Lo Zalzule on something else. No, we're afraid people will be Mezalzal on that fourth brook.
But the Paulim, though, and the Paulim just say, has the Anunay, they
can
buy the and they totally live out the fourth.
Right.
So we worry that they're not going to be Mezalzal.
Okay, we got no choice. We have a competing consideration. They have to put in a full day's work in order to be entitled to the salary. The Rambam says that, but under normal circumstances, when it's not a case of poilim, so we want to protect this bracha of atayv ametiv. So the Mari Alevi comes up at that chiddush. Even when makom safik, you should say the bracha. So here the Mishnah Bura quotes the Shagasari halacha lemaisa that we don't apply it over here. Here, if he's a safik, if he said birchas hatorah or not, so birchas hatorah is the raisa that you should say one bracha, but that you should say three brachas. That's not the raisa. So pick one, and pick the one that's Me'ula Shebe Brochas. Pick Asha Bacha Banum Kol Ham, Nasalana Starasa, that's the nicest one. So pick that one and don't say the other Brochas. And apparently he's not concerned about the Zilzal. Not concerned about the problem of Kech, the Lolo Zalzuli. So again, we assume that Birchas HaTer is the Raisa. We assume that Birchas HaMitzvah is only Midir Rabbanon. All other Birchas HaMitzvah only Midir Rabbanon.
What's the difference between this, where Sadi Birchas HaTer you only say one out of the three, as opposed to Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, you say Kriyat Shema with the bracha, because that's how the Rabbanan were misakit to say it, so you say it all. So
right.
What's the difference?
Right, the Rambam writes that Chiddush. The Rambam writes whenever you have a Safek, whether you did a mitzvah, now let's say a person, he shook a lulav, and he's not sure whether the lulav and the esrik were kosher. So he has to shake again, believe bracha. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Chuvas HaRashbah, who has the kasha. There's a contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, Safek Loi Kara Chayze V'Kari Im Bir Chayseho. And here he writes, Safik not talulav, Safik loy not talulav, he's not talulav, but loy habrochas. Why is there a difference? So the Rashbo answers that apparently the Rambam thinks, we don't know exactly what the makar is, the Rambam thinks that kach tikna chachamim, that whenever you have to recite kriyashma, you have to recite it with the brochas. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik always interpreted. The Prima Gadim does not interpret like this. Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that the Rambam understood that midirabbanon, if you'll say kriyashma without the brochas, it's not a complete kiyam mitzvah. If you shake a lulav without a bracha, you yotze the mitzvah of lulav, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of birchas hamitzvah. But the mitzvah of lulav is not affected. The birchas halulav, birchas hamitzvah lulav, does not enhance the mitzvah of lulav. But by birchas kriyashma, we recite kriyashma al seder habrachas. Kriyashma im birchaseo, each one of the brachas, like the Rashba writes in a different tshuva, each one of the brachas spells out the themes that are contained with each one of the three parshas of Shema. So since here it's one kiyum in the Rabbanon, kriyashma im birchaseho, so once you go to chumrah, you have to go to chumrah on everything. You don't just go to chumrah on the dinim deraisa. Let's say, ben hashmashis is a safik yom safik laila. So say ben hashmashis of Friday evening, ben hashmashis of Matzoi Shabbos, the two ben hashmashis, so you're not permitted to do malachi, you say safik deraisa l'chumrah. So you should be allowed to violate all dinim derabbanon. You should say Safek deraisa luchum Safek derabbanan lekulam. So you don't say it like that. You say, since it's a Safek, if it's Shabbos, so the issue of Shabbos is an issue deraisa, you have to go luchum around everything. True, the Gemara has a kula, Gemara has a machleikah satanan. We pass like Rebbe is Mekel, kol davar shehu mishum shvus legozra ala bein hashmashas. That's a special kula. If it's bein hashmashas, so, and it's only a gzera derabbanon, only a gzera kala. Tosfos says it doesn't even apply to gzera hamula, gzera kala. In Ashmasha, so you make a if it's a big tzorach gadol, a tzorach mitzvah, a tzorach hefsid gadol, then you make a. That's a special kula, but it's an irregular kula. The basic klal, Rabbi Kivega points out in one of his tshuvas, the basic klal is that a sofik of ben hashmashes is called the sofik derais. You have to go to chumra for all purposes, not only for regarding dinim derais. You have to go to chumra regarding all the aspects of Shabbos that are the rabbanon as well. That's like ben hashmashes is like sofik kara kriyashma, sofik lo kara chayzav kara kriyashma in birchosel, because it's one kiyum. Kriyashma with the brachas is one kiyum. So there you have to go the chumer on everything. But here, Atayva Meitiv, in this Chuvah Smaila, Atayva Meitiv is not part of the benching. Even the Rabban is not part of the benching. It's a bracha that the Chachamim instituted to be recited after the conclusion of the Birchas Hamazon. So that's why the Maria Levi had to come up with a new explanation. Ke'ech delol zalzulei bein. So getting back again, there is a, the Rishonim quote a line from the Talmud Yerushalmi, where the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alei Alayha Horevet Melcho HaTorah V'Mitzvah Asher Kasavti Lahoy Raisam. That pasuk was quoted on Hei Amad Aleph. V'et Melcho Luchos Seven HaTorah V'Mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi says that there's a hekesh between HaTorah V'Mitzvah. That just like we require Birchas HaTorah, so too we require Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara interprets how Mitzvah refers to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Mitzvah Zul Mishnah. But the Yerushalmi understands HaMitzvah means Kiyam HaMitzvahs. And Torah goes on Limud HaTorah. So there's a hekesh between Talmud Torah and Shmiras HaMitzvahs. And just like there is a requirement in HaTorah to recite Birchas HaTorah, so too there is a requirement to recite Birchas HaMitzvah. So some understand the Yerushalmi to imply that Birchas HaMitzvah derais. We Aloha Lemaiseh, we don't assume like that. We would have said Safik Brachas LaHachmer. The Rambam says whenever a person is Mesupik, if you perform a Bris Milah on an androgynous, so the Rambam says you do the meal and you don't say a bracha. Whenever there's a suffix deraisa lechumra, you do the mitzvah and you don't say a bracha. The Rabbi is masik on the Rambam. Rabbi disagrees. But the Rabbi disagrees not because he holds that brichas on mitzvah is deraisa. He says once you go lechumra on the mitzvah, you have to go lechumra suffix brachas lahachmer. That's what the Rabbi disagrees. The only reason why you say, why no bracha is recited over the hafrashas maisris from the demise, because Rabbi Maritz masenheim. The Rabbi wants the paskin like Rava against Abai. But the Rabbi is masking with the Rambam. The Birchas HaMitzvah is only with the Rabban. The simple pshat in the Babli. Only Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. Birchas HaMitzvah is only with the Rabban. So that's the question. With the Rabban and they introduced Birchas HaMitzvah, is it the same? Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa and Birchas HaMitzvah is with the Rabban. But basically, otherwise, the way they function is the same. But he's saying, no, they're two different things. Birchas HaTorah is a din every day, once a day. There's a mitzvah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birchas HaSheva. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah that you recite Oyvel HaSiyasam. It's not that Kol HaMitzvahs Kulim Mevarech Alayim Oyvel HaSiyasam. And the Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah is Min HaTorah, and the Birchas HaMitzvah on Tefillah and Tzitzis is only Mid Rabbanan. No, it's a Lagamre different bracha. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaSheva. Once a day, every day, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah, even if you're not going to learn a word. The fellow doesn't plan to learn anything. He should recite Birchas HaTorah. So that's the Shaila. Tosfos quotes towards the end of the Tosfos on Yud Aleph Beis, HaTzorfatim Nogu Loimar Psukim Shel Birchas Kohanim El Dvam She'en Lam Shir. It's a Mishnah. El Dvam She'en Lam Echel Perisem Ozeh is a memory of Amoraim, because of the Yerushalmi they require Shana Al Asar. And then the last line of Tosfos, they disagree with the Tzorfatim. Usually that's what the Ravid usually makes fun of Rashi and Tosfos. He calls them the Tzorfatim. He doesn't hold from Rashi and Tosfos every so often. But Tosfos calls it Tzorfatim. The Yekkes don't get along with the Tzorfatim. This must be a German Bala Tosfos making fun of the French Bala Tosfos. He calls them the Tzorfatim. Okay. So Tosfos says the Tzorfatim held that Birchas HaTorah is a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. You have to say the Bracha Oyvel HaSiyasam. You have to have Shana Lasar. You can't say Birchas HaTorah and not learn. That's like saying a Bracha Amati L'Saludim and not shaking a Lulav. You're going to say a bracha lohaniach tefillin, you're not going to put on tefillin. So a bracha levatola. How can you say birchas HaTorah and not learn? Avad, you have to learn right away. Shana al asar. And Tosfos concludes, avalein tzar kamoshi kosafti kvar. Tosfos says, it's not true. Birchas HaTorah is a din deraisa, it's a birchas HaShevach, has nothing to do with birchas HaMitzvah. And mid the Rabbanim when they instituted kol HaMitzvahs kulam mevarech alayim oyvel HaSiyasim, it doesn't apply to birchas HaTorah, to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is covered already with the Birchas HaTorah deraisa. They don't have to make a takana derabanan over there. And the din deraisa is like a duchening, once a day, every day, like tefillin, once a day, every day, like a tefillo, according to the Rambam, once a day, every day. Whenever you have a mitzvah, it's unclear how often you have to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's assumed that it's once a day, every day.
The Tzorfatim said the psukim after Divas Torah or only after Havarabu?
Like we do, right after Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Yeah, that's what we got it from these Tzarfatim, right? Because they felt that Birchas HaTorah is the same as a Birchas HaMitzvah. It has to be recited immediately before performing the mitzvah. And the last line in Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, this Shon al Asar, this is a local din over here, Dafke. You want to use Avaraba Vesolam, which was originally Niskan as a Birchas Kriya Shema, that the three brachas of Kriya Shema spell out the three things that are contained in the three parshios. So the theme of the parsha Rishoyno, the Gemara talks about it. Why do you recite the Shema first, and then you say, where's the Mishnah? Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, the first Mishnah and the second peri. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. Because it's only noeg bayom, tzitzis not noeg is balayim. So the theme of the first parasha is kabbalas al machas shemaim. The theme of the second parasha is kabbalas al mitzvahs. Kabbalas al mitzvahs and liman atar, both. Kabbalas al mitzvahs and kabbalas al atar. So ava rabba, ava soylam, bayom, balaylam, Torah mitzvahs chukim mishpatim, asana limarata, we speak about Torah mitzvahs. So that's the theme of the second parasha, and that's the theme of the second Baruch Abbasol. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara quotes Shmuel on Yud Aleph on the base. Am Rav Yudah Mishmuel, if a person didn't yet recite Birchas HaTorah before the davening, we say Birchas HaTorah because we're going to say Zem HaKayman. We're going to say Parshas HaKarban. He's going to learn Torah. So he came into shul. He started from Baruch Shemesh. He didn't. And then when he says the Pesukah de Zimra, how come he didn't say Birchas HaTorah before the Pesukah de Zimra? So in Shulchan Aruch there's a machlekes. When you wake up early to say Slichas, so all of Slichas is Pesukim from Tanakh, mainly from Tehillim and from other places in Tanakh. So is it necessary to recite Birchas HaTorah before you say Slichas and before you say Pesukah de Zimra? You're not really saying the slicha is b'toras liman atar. You're saying it b'toras tefilas or b'chas atar before psukah de zimra. You're quoting chunks from Tanakh. The whole psukah de zimra is all from Tehillim. Shirei David Avdech. It's all from Tehillim. But the question is, you're not really reciting Tehillim l'shem limud ha-Tanakh. You're saying Tehillim to be mishabeach ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's covered with the b'chas baruch she'omar. Shirei David Avdech. Na'aloch ha-shabeach ha-chanefu ercha. We're going to praise ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe you don't need Birchas HaTorah unless you're reciting Psukim to learn. You want to be Ma'aveh Sedra, you want to learn Mishnayos, you want to learn Talmud. So the Gemara says, Droshes of the Torah Shabbat Peh.
You say Karbanos.
Right. So we say Birchas HaTorah, we have to say Birchas HaTorah because we say Karbanos. Well, let's say a person walks into Shul, he starts saying from Baruch Shama. So does he, and he knows he's going to say the whole Psukah de Zimra is all from Tehillim. Does he have to say Birchas HaTorah before Psukah de Zimra? So that's the machlokes that the Rambam quotes. You have to recite Birchas HaTorah before you say Slichas, and before you say, if you plan to say Karbanos, that's straight learning of Torah, that's Limud HaTorah. But if you're not going to say Karbanos, he's just going to say Slichas, or Psukah de Zimra, so those are not really recited L'shem Limud HaTorah. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Bracha of Abba Rabba Abba Soilom is recited before Kriyat Shema. Even if you did say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you got to say the Bracha Abba Soilom, Abba Rabba. Why? The three brachas spell out the three themes of the three parshios. The theme of the second parsha happens to be Kabbalas al Torah and Kabbalas al Mitzvahs. Okay? The first parsha is Kabbalas al Machos Shamayim. And the theme of the second parsha is Kabbalas al Mitzvahs and Kabbalas al Torah. So that's what the Gemara says. If you want, you can kill two birds with one stone. You can have Avaraba Avasalam Oyla Lakan Ulakan. It can serve not only as a Birchas Kriya Shema, it can also serve as the Birchas HaTorah. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. You have to demonstrate that's what you have on. You have to have Shon Al Asar. But Tosfos claims towards the end, you don't require Shon Al Asar when you're reciting Birchas HaTorah once a day, every day. For that, you don't need Shon Al Asar. That's the Birchas HaTorah deraisa. If you want Avaraba to serve both functions, so then you have to demonstrate that's what you have in mind. Then you need Shana Lassar. Those are the 2 days. And the Tzarfatim say, no, Shana Lassar, that's the regular din. You're only Yoytzeh Birchas HaMitzvah if the bracha is recited immediately prior to performing of the mitzvah.
How would this bother us explain the fact that you're not allowed to, according to the Gemara, you're not here, you're not allowed to learn before reciting the Chazorah? Because it says, you know, should say these brachos and afterwards.
Learn.
And then after, if he said it afterwards, then yatzah be avarava. So if it's really just the birchas of birchas hodah, then what's the problem? Is it like it's not a birchas ananin and it's not a birchas of mitzvah?
Like,
why do you need to say that before?
Yeah, it's like a birchas ananin. You should express.
So you would say you still have to do it before.
Before.
Yeah. At some point before.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be oivel asiyos.
By the time you said Rabbanus, you should have said Brachos Torah along with the other brachos an hour before.
So. Oh, that's what this Bala Tesis is. That's not like it. And that's the shaila that Tesis raised. If a person was learning in the morning, then he's mafsik to go to business that he learns in the evening. So should he say another brachanatz? And hilchas birchas hamitzvahs, that's a machlekes in sukkah daf mevov. And we paskin tefillin kolem sheminicham mevarchalem. If you put on tefillin a few times in a day, you had a pause in between, you do say a bracha the second time and the third time and the fourth time. What about birchas haTorah? So that's Taisus Kashi. So some Rishonim would answer, what's the problem? They never want mistaken birchas haMitzvah and Talmud Torah. Birchas haTorah is a din deraisa. It's once a day, every day, a fartik. It was never nisaken as a birchas haMitzvah. There's no problem. Taisus here is working to faramfri, even according to those that tzafatim. The Tarfatim are of the opinion that halacha lemaisa, the birchas haTorah has the same rules and regulations like birchas haMitzvah. So then they're bothered with a kasha. If he's mafsik in the middle of learning, let him have to say another birchas haTorah. So that's what they answer. No, there's no hesach hadas. Like a person takes off his tefillin for 2 minutes and he puts it back on. Takes off his talis, he puts it back on. So he doesn't say bracha. So here, even though there's a long pause, he goes to work a whole day and then he continues to learn later. He's not misiach das from the learning. Yeah, but if you would have said like the last line in Tosafot, Avlein Sark Moshe Kasav Tikvar, if you hold like the last line, that Birchas haTorah is totally different from all the other Birchas haMitzvahs, so that would have been a simpler answer on the kashya. You don't have to say that he's not Misiach Das from the learning.
Let's say narratives, there's all these Kol Bokers and Daf Yomis before Daf. I mean, most of them are before Neitzacham. You have to say Birchas, you have to say Birchas haTorah then, because technically you could go back to the previous
state
still.
Right, that's what Tosis raises the question, Rabbi Natam, Hayom Rabbi Natam, about 10 lines from the end of the Tosis. Shodim Rabbi Metasa Balaila, he wakes up before Alos HaShach HaLilmoid. So the Rabbi Natam says, it's a bracha that you say once a day, every day, and it depends on Alos HaShach. If you wake up before Alos HaShach, you don't have to say.
Now,
the Kol Boker usually is after Alos HaShach. So that everyone would agree that you have to say Birchas HaTorah.
Let's say you wake up, you feel before and it stretches in, would you have to say it before and then? Or would you have to say it in the middle?
We don't follow the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says, once a day, every day, so you said it in the morning, so you said it yesterday, so that covers the whole day till Alos HaShach. We don't follow that Rabbi Natam. Tosis says, not so. Since he went to sleep, v'loy nehira, he went to sleep, there was a long hapsoka, so then for sure he had to say Birchas haTorah all over again.
So if we didn't sleep, we still don't follow Rabbi Natam, right? Not l'kula, not l'chumra?
Right. So that's the shayla. If he didn't sleep, so then it's going to be totally in the machlokes, the other direction. See, if you hold, you got to say the bracha once a day, every day. When it comes in the morning, you got to say Birchas haTorah, even though he didn't sleep. But if you hold that it's a Birchas haMitzvah treated like any other mitzvah, so if the guy was either learning all night or doing homework all night, we assume he's not Misiach Das from his learning. You know, he's doing secular homework or business or whatever. He's a lawyer, stays up all night, but the lawyer knows he's not allowed to cheat. So he's observing the Dina HaTorah when he's doing his Parnasa work. So he's not being Misiach Das from the learning. So then, according to the other opinion, you would not have to say another bracha. So misafik, that's the practice. You listen to someone else. If there is no someone else, you don't say the bracha. Is it a safik deraisa? I don't know. I don't think so. I think we assume. I think we're so meeker. Then if he's not mapsing, he's not Mesiach Das, it's not a suffix there.
It's not
doesn't
really suffix at all, is it?
Meeker Adin, we hold that not. Yeah. If he didn't go to sleep, so we hold meeker Adin, he doesn't say the problem.
We're going to against Rabbi Natam.
again, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you wake up early, you don't say a bracha because it's once a day, every day. So we really don't hold like that. Yeah, we treat it like a regular birchas hamitzvah. Yeah. So if he was up all night, so we say you don't say a bracha.
You don't say
so Rabbi Kivega writes on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch that if the fellow stayed up all night, so misafik he doesn't say birchas hatorah, but then he takes a big nap in the daytime for a couple of hours because he stayed up all night long. So if you take a nap in the middle of the day, then it's right on machlekes harishonim. So according to some rishonim, only say birchas hatorah once a day every day. So once a day every day. So today he never said birchas hatorah because he stayed up all night. So you should have said birchas hatorah in the morning. According to other rishonim, there's no such din that you say once a day every day. Whenever you take a nap in the middle of the day and you wake up, there was clearly hasach hadas. He wasn't dreaming and learning. He was dreaming about sheep jumping over the moon, whatever. He wasn't dreaming and learning. So then there was a hasach hadas. So if a person said birchas hatorah in the morning, then he takes a nap. So the common practice is that you don't say birchas hatorah again. But if the person stayed up all night, and in the morning he didn't say birchas hatorah misofek, and then he takes a long nap, so then Rabbi Kivega says b'manav shach, he has to say birchas hatorah.
If he said
avarabah and shana lasar, let him do like that. Let him say avarabah and learn shana lasar, and demonstrate that he wants the avarabah to serve as the birchas hatorah. That should be the proper practice. He should talk to do like that.
So then meikar din he, one could never say birchas hatorah in mechatchilah.
One could
never say birchas hatorah in mechatchilah. One could stay up each night and daven. Let's
okay.
Say avarabah,
okay.
Shon al asar, and then sleep 8 hours during the day.
Okay.
Never chayav the
normal way to do things is Hamor Mesak, we should say birchas hatorah first, and then recite avarabah b'toras birchas kriyashma, not b'toras birchas hatorah. If he chooses to do a little irregular, so he's also yetz. Okay.
So when you take a nap, you wake up and you have a suffix, al spirit hamitzvahs, and then once it becomes alos, then Rabbi Natam also is in your bracha. Everyone agrees.
Okay.
But we don't. But Rabbi Natam's shita is not accepted. So why does that all of a sudden become relevant? What's in the suffix should be the rice of the second get up from the nap, because that's the shita that we.
So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Vilna Gaon paskens like that. Straight out, that if you took a long nap in the daytime, then you have to say birchas hatorah over again for sure, because that's the shita that we adopt. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says if one does like the Vilna Gaon, ein meichem biyada, but that's not the common practice. Common practice that we live out the bracha. Okay.
Well,
but if you have a mimon of shech, then for sure.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. If you take a nap, we hold not like the Gaon that.
Don't say a bracha. So he said, but we really hold like that. Then we should really follow the Goyim. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. One wants to follow the Goyim. Because that's the Iker Adin really is like that. That we treat Birchas HaTorah like a Birchas HaMitzvah. That you always need Shana Lasar. And if there was a long Hesach Hadas, so you should really say another bracha. The reason why you don't say bracha if a person went to business, or he went to college in the afternoon, and he continues to learn later, is because we assume that there is no Hesach Hadas. But if he took a nap, then there is a hasach hadas. So we make ready, we really should say over the bracha. So this, we're choshish. Even if birchas hatorah is the right, so we're choshish that safik bracha levatol. But Rabbi Kivega just said, if you have the miman of shach, you stayed up all night, plus you took a nap either the day before, the day after, then for sure you got to say the birchas hatorah.
We would say if you took a nap on Shabbos with the birchas hatorah of the kruim at mincha. So the Mistama, they had Kavanah B'motzi everybody because that's their job. The job is to be the crew for the Tzibor.
Should have in mind
that, or
good idea. We should all have in mind to be Yotze. Whoever takes a nap on Shabbos afternoon should have in mind to be Yotze with the Birchas HaTorah by the Aliyahs by Mincha. Very good.
Even though they're not doing it for the purpose of Birchas, they're clearly not doing it for Birchas HaMitzvah.
No, that's Birchas HaTorah. That's
because if it's Birchas HaMitzvah, even when they even laning.
Same bracha, yeah, Birchas HaTorah.
The same purpose?
Yeah, Birchas
HaTorah,
yeah.
The nap goes into the night as the same suffix that you wouldn't, and then if you take a nap at 4 o'clock in the winter and wake up at 6, and it's already nighttime, you slept an hour in the night, then there's a difference? And then you would say?
I don't think so. Only if he slept for the whole night. Then he has to say another bracha.
Well, he's going to the bathroom also, as if
And he's probably not misiach tas when he goes to the bathroom. He has to observe whatever dinim apply in the bathroom. So it's also not a hesach hadas, even though he's not allowed to think about this kind of gemara, but he's supposed to think about hilchos beis akisei in the bathroom. So it's also not a hesach hadas. His hanhoga in the bathroom has to be in accordance with the dini haterim. There is the gemara says that a katan becomes bar mitzvah at yud gimel shana v'yom echad. And then the Gemara says, "May ace le ace." The Gemara says in the end of Erechin, it's "May ace le ace." What does that mean? So that's a big machlokes in Rishayim and in Achrayim. If you look in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas, after Pesukah de Zimra, it says the Chazan says Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, and then he says Baruchus. In order to say the Chatzi Kaddish, you have to have a minion. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses who is mitzarf to the minion. So it says you have to have 10 people who are bar mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham goes into this machlokes there. Whether the Gemara says in the end of Erechin that Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamechad requires Me'ez Le'ez, is that to be taken literally? The child was born, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so he becomes Bar Mitzvah 13 years later on his birthday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that what it means? Or does it mean Me'ez Le'ez that you shouldn't say that all the children born in that year become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the 14th year? No. Each child becomes Bar Mitzvah Me'ez Le'ez on his birthday. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, he'll become Bar Mitzvah on Zayin Adar. Someone else is born on Zayin Cheshvan, he'll become Bar Mitzvah on Zayin Cheshvan. But it doesn't mean to say Me'ez Le'ez means to the minute of the day. So that's a machlokes. It's a big split in Rishonim. Half of the Rishonim hold like that Me'ez Le'ez. So the question is, if a child was born, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in the middle of the summer days, and he's davening the day before, the day of his birthday, he's going to daven Shachris, and he says, Birchas HaTorah in the morning, but he's a cotton. And then he becomes Bar Mitzvah 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Minat Torah, until then he was a cotton. So can you say he's Yotzei? He's a Yotzei with the Birchas HaTorah that he said in the morning, but at 4 o'clock in the afternoon he becomes Mechayev Minat Torah to say Birchas HaTorah. You say, and Eina Mechayev B'Dover cannot be Motzi, one who is Mishayev Mechayev B'Dover, Eina Motzi as Hacher Medechayev Osam. So is this the same thing? It's the same person. It's not that a cotton is saying Kiddush for his mother. When the father goes away, so the mother feels uncomfortable saying Kiddush, she has a little boy say Kiddush. That's not acceptable. The little boy before Bar Mitzvah is on the Mechayev Mitam Chinuch Midrabban, the mother is Mechayev in Kiddush Minat Torah. So the mother has to say her own Kiddush. She can't have a cotton say Kiddush for her. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak. Mishnah in Mechayev Bedavar, and Emoti Asachem Dechavosim. So does that apply even to me? If I'm only Mechayev Midrabban before my Bar Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So in the morning, I daven, the morning of my birthday, I daven Shachris, and I said Birchas HaTorah, and I said Abba Rabba. I had a mind to be Yotze everything, but I was only a cotton. So do I have still the obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah again there, I say, after 4 o'clock? What do you say? Because I can't be Yotze myself, the cotton can't be Yotze the God. Or maybe you should say, no, that's the same person. It's not the cotton being Yotze. Cotton, one person can have Yotze the God, a different person. But if it's the same person, maybe he can be Maitzi.
The shadow would come up all the time. Let's say someone's Bar Mitzvah on Sukkot, the middle of the day. So do they have to take a move again?
Exactly.
Exactly,
right. That's the shadow. They say, I can't be Maitzi myself, because before 4 o'clock I'm a cotton, and after 4 o'clock I'm a gadol, and cotton can't be Maitzi or gadol. They say, no, that's the same person. So the Magen Avraham quotes Epis Abavat Amartai Megillah, quotes Abavat Taisa, says that it is legitimate. It is okay. And not everybody agrees to that. So that's a shaila. So every child who becomes Bar Mitzvah, most children are born in the middle of the day. No. So let's say a child is born in the afternoon, and he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, so he has to say Birchas HaTorah.
What about the Birchas when you learn at night? Even according to us, that if we don't hold like that, we don't need place slaves. But a kid was born, whenever he was born, the day of his Bar Mitzvah, the day before his Bar Mitzvah, he makes Birchas HaTorah.
In the morning.
To learn. And when does he need a new Birchas? It's not talking that much work.
Even without that. Even if he becomes Bar Mitzvah, the night, the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu is born, Zayin Adar, he becomes Bar Mitzvah after Tzeisah Kechavim. But he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning of Vav Adar. He didn't say Birchas HaTorah tonight. So what's going to be? So that's what some recommend, that when he says Ava Rabba, Ava Soilam, by Ma'ariv, he should have in mind, just like the Gemara says in the morning, if you have in mind the Shana Al Asar, so then you can use the Birchas Ava Rabba as a Birchas HaTorah. So the same is true regarding Ma'ariv also. He should have in mind when he says Abba, Abba Solom by Ma'ariv that this should serve as Birchas HaTorah. Yeah.
Why is it we bring the Ramit from Nisha Nishtatim? He does the Dissa when he's a Shait, and then later he becomes better again. He's not Yotz.
Right.
Even if it's the same person, right. Why is that different?
Right, so Misha Nishtata, the Shagasai writes in the Turi Evan that if not for the Rambam, one could have, the Gemara says, a person is a itim cholim, itim shoita. Sometimes he's normal, sometimes he doesn't know what he's doing. So if he shakes the lulav, the Gemara says, if he listens to the Tkir Shoif of his manchu shoita, he's not yoitze, has to hear again the Tkir Shoif later on. So the one could have said that a shoita is a lab bardas, and whatever he does doesn't count at all. You can say Shaita is worse. One could have said the Shaita is worse.
The Rambam. Together,
yeah, but over here, one could have been Mechalik. So the Turi Evan writes that the Rambam doesn't write like that. The Rambam writes, if the person heard the Tkiya Shaita when he was a Shaita, he has to hear again after he's Nisrape, because he wasn't Mechuyi Bedova. So that's the Shaila. How come the Rambam writes when he get the Kotten, that if the Kotten did the mitzvah Bekatnusa, then he doesn't have to repeat the mitzvah Begadlusa? That's exactly the Kash. So that's a bit of a discussion.
The Rambam says, this is the end. The Rambam, what does it say of the Rambam?
The Rambam is referring to the Machlokes HaTanoim. What's the nature of Pesach Sheni? Whether Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and the Rishon, and Pesach Sheni is Regel Bifnei Atznoi. So we paskel like Rebbe, Machlokes Rebbe, Reb Nosson. We paskel that Pesach Sheni is a Regel Bifnei Atznoi. Lamai Nafkemina. Gemara says, Nafkemina for Kotten Shehigdol Ben Rishon V'Sheni, and a Gershon is Gaif. If Pesach Sheni is only Tashlum in the Rishon, so only one who is Mechuyev and Rishon will be obligated to perform the Tashlum. One who was a Nochri or one who was a Kotten on Pesach Rishon wouldn't be obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam Paskin is not so. We Paskin like Rebbe that Pesach Sheni is a regal Bifnei Atzma. It's not only Tashlum, it's even a Kotten Shehigdil. It's also Chayev to, even though he was Mechuyev on Pesach Rishon in Atar, he's Mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam writes, provided that he didn't participate in Pesach Rishon. But if he did participate in Pesach Rishon, then he's Yotze and he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. So that's the kasha that the Turi Evan asks on the Rambam. The Rambam himself quotes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that itim cholim itim shoita. If he listened to the tkiyas while he was a shoita, he's not Yotze and he has to hear the tkiyas again after he becomes healthy again, after he becomes sane. And the Rambam says, not because Shaita is worse, not because he's a lab bar chiyuva. So here, when he ate the Korban Pesach, he participated in the Korban Pesach, the Katnuso. So one should say he wasn't Mechuyi Bedavar, so we should say he's Mechuyiv to participate in Pesach Shein. That's the Shagasari's Kasha on the Rambam. So Rab Chaim writes in the Sefer on the Rambam at Teretz, he says, no, that's a definition of Pesach Sheini. But then in Chumash it says, Sela Beisavis. Even if Tanim are not Mechuyev in Korban Pesach, but the Chumash talks about the possibility of the father shechting Korban Pesach and giving to his children. However it works, at passing a Chumash. That the children before by mitzvah can participate in eating the Korban Pesach. And that's the definition of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for those who didn't participate in Pesach Rishon. Whoever did participate in Pesach Rishon has no shaychus with Pesach Sheni. Not because he's Yoytzei, not Yoytzei. Pesach Sheni is only for those who didn't participate in Pesach Rishon. Is our up the whole kasha? That's our Rab Chaim writes. Rab Chaim's grandfather-in-law, the Netziv, Rab Chaim married the granddaughter of the Netziv. The Netziv has a whole tshuva where he discusses the shaila. Let's say a child bekatnuso ties tzitzis on his beggar. So the tzitzis holds that in order to tie tzitzis, you have to do the shema. The Gemara says if a nochri ties tzitzis, it's no good. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael matalem yasul lahem tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael b'yosef v'loi nochri b'yosef. If a nochri ties a tzitzis, is not good. So there's a machlek, is the Rambam and Tosfos. So the Rambam holds a new din. If a nochri ties tzitzis, is possible. But there's no requirement that you have to tie tzitzis l'shmo. If a Jew ties it, it's good, even though he ties it shalom l'shmo. So a cotton can tie the tzitzis. And the Rabbein Tam and Tosfos says not so. That the pasuk that says that a nochri cannot tie tzitzis because you need l'shmo. And a Nochri is unable to create Lishma because Eina B'Torah's mitzvah tzitzis. So that's why it's possible. So what the Nami, a woman who's not Mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis, Taisus in Gitnaf, Memhei quotes the Rabbein Tam, that women are not Mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis, so if they're going to tie tzitzis, by definition it will be considered Shalom Lishma. It doesn't help, they can think all they want. Whoever's Eina B'Torah's cannot create Lishma, so it's no good. Or a cotton is going to tie tzitzis, so it'll be possible. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. There are two opinions. If a katan is kosher to tie tzitzis, if an isha is kosher to tie tzitzis. According to the Rambam, it's okay, because the isha is Jewish and the katan is Jewish. And all you need is that it shouldn't be anochri. And according to the Rabbi Natam, you need tying tviyas at tzitzis, it has to be the shema. The Rambam admits to that also. That's a Gemara. Taking the wool and converting it into strings, the tviyas hachutim, making the strings, has to be done l'shma. So isn't it a kabachaymer? Making the strings has to be done l'shma. It means that tying of the chutei atzitzis on the begad have to be l'shma, and the l'shma is even needed earlier than that. You don't need l'shma when you shear off the wool from the behema. For that, you don't need l'shma. When you wash out the dirt from the wool, you don't need l'shma. Just on the tviyas hachutim, when you take the wool and you convert it into strings, that's considered the beginning of the tying of the tzitzis. That's how the Rabbi Tam understands. You see that you need l'shma. If tviyas hachutim needs l'shma, so kavachayim that the kshiras hachutim needs l'shma. The Rambam holds not so. That's a din and tviyas hachutim needs l'shma. The tying of it doesn't need l'shma. So that's a shaila. If a cotton will tie tzitzis for a gadol, will it be good or not? Let's say the cotton tied tzitzis for himself. So how can you say it's no good? The cotton is tying for himself. So of course it's good. So the shaila is the kid tied chutei tzitzis on his beged 2 months before his bar mitzvah. And now after his bar mitzvah, he has to untie all the knots and tie them all back again. But he's saying, no, it's good the way it is. So the Netziv has a tshuva in the Meshiv Dover, so he thinks based on the Rambam. The Rambam wrote that the Kotn Shigdol in Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni is obligated to participate in Pesach Sheni because Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzmai. It's not a tashlumin for Pesach Rishon. But the Rambam writes if he participated in Pesach Rishon, so he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Netziv says, what do you see? If the kid fulfilled the mitzvah b'toras chinuch, so it's good for later. He doesn't have to repeat it. He doesn't say like Rab Chaim's fancy, schmancy, balancy. That's Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim's not even fancy over here. This mamish poshut bland. That the definition of Pesach Sheni is for those that didn't bring Pesach Rishon. You got to bring Pesach Sheni. Whoever brought Pesach Rishon, even though he wasn't mechuyev, but he participated, so there's no Pesach Sheni for him. So then Tziv doesn't learn like that. Then Tziv says no. If the cotton does a mitzvah b'katnuso, so that covers for later. Only a shaitana. So that's the shaila. That's exactly what the Shagasari pointed out in the Turi Eben, that the Rambam doesn't seem to distinguish between the shaita and the kotan. The Rambam says the reason why, if he listens to Tkiyah Shaifa when he's eating shaita, he has to repeat again the Tkiyah Shaifa when he's eating mecholim when he gets better, is because he wasn't a bar chayuvit. It doesn't say because he's a labradas and ganzen, doesn't know what he's doing at all. It says la bar chayuvit, so it really should have been the same by the kotan. There is a difference, though. That's what that Bala Tesis is quoted by the Mordechai Megillah. Magen Avraham quotes it. He talks about a situation of cotton is going to become bar mitzvah on Shabbos. And reciting of Kiddush is a din deraisa. So the family is mekabel Shabbos early. After plag mincha, mekabel Shabbos early. And the kid says Kiddush after plag mincha. He says Kiddush betfilah, Kiddush alakos. Everything he says is before the sun goes down. But he's not bar mitzvah until Lila. He was born on Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and Zayin Adar is Chaliyus B'Shabbos, and he's saying Kiddush on Vav Adar. Just because of Mekabel Shabbos only doesn't make it into Zayin Adar. So the Bala Tesva is quoted by the Mordechai says that the kid is Yotze the Kiddush. He doesn't have to repeat it again because he's Asi L'Chalal Chiyuv. When you say a Shoyte who's going to fulfill a mitzvah B'Shtuso, doesn't have control over the situation. There's no way that he'll be able to see to it that he will become a chuyiv b'dovah later. But the katan automatically, you know, the kid is a katan today. Tonight is going to become bar mitzvah. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll become a bar mitzvah. So he says, whenever it's osi l'chlal chiyuv, so then the katan can be moitzi himself, the gadol. When he does the mitzvah b'katnus, he can be moitzi himself. But later, they got lusay because it's osel lechlal chiyuva. Chiddush, a big chiddush.
Could he might see another level, or the smaller intention is only in himself?
I don't know. So that's the shaila, whether the cotton has to repeat, let's say, he's by mitzvah and zayin order, does he have to repeat bichas hatorah when it comes tzeisah kachavim? He said bichas hatorah in the morning, but he was still a cotton on Vav Adar, and then Balayla becomes Zayin Adar. Or he davened even in the morning of Zayin Adar, but he was born 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Does he have to repeat Bichas HaTorah after 4 o'clock in the afternoon? So that's what he quoted. The Beis HaLevi made this suggestion: when the child davens Maariv, you should have in mind, just like the Gemara says, if you have him by Av and by Avarabba, by Shachris, you can have it Oyla Lakan or Lakan. The Avarabba can serve both as Bichas HaKriyashma and Bichas HaTorah. So the same is true by Av HaSolem, by Maariv. Same thing. If you have in mind in Shana Lasar, then it'll serve both purposes. Yeah, when does a person require Bichas HaTorah? So the Gemara has one opinion, only if he's learning Tanakh. L'mikra tzoch levorech, and Torah Shebal Peh, you don't need a bruch. Mazeh, there's no mitzvah to learn Torah Shebal Peh. So apparently it doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah. Hard to believe. There's no mitzvah to learn Torah Shebal Peh. No, there is a mitzvah to learn Torah Shebal Peh. But apparently the Chachamim never instituted a Bichas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. They only instituted a Bichas HaMitzvah and tzitzis and tefillin and hadlokas neir shabbos and tefillin and mikveh, all other mitzvah. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is covered with the Bichas HaTorah deraisa, so we don't have to say anymore. So this opinion in the Gemara holds that the Bichas HaTorah deraisa only applies to mikra, doesn't apply to any part of Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Why should that be so? Rab Chaim is quoted by Rav Elbel in his Seif on the Rambam as having explained the difficulty in the Mechaber. The Mechaber usually passes like the Rambam, that if a woman wants to volunteer to shake a lulav, a woman wants to volunteer to listen to the Kir Shefer, she should not say a bracha, because it's not true. Kiddushan ben Mitzvah Tzivana is not true. The Ramah follows the Rabbein Tam, the Bali Ateis, is that a woman who volunteers to fulfill the Mitzvah Shazman Grama may recite Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Mechaber is consistently following the Rambam that a woman who volunteers Mitzvah Shman Grama doesn't say a Bichas HaMitzvah except for Bichas HaTorah. The Mechaber writes, if a woman is interested in learning, she should recite Bichas HaTorah in advance. So the Stachapela, how can it be? So the truth of the matter is the Mechaber is quoting him from the Sefer HaOgur, and the Ogur is from the Balei Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Ogur follows the quotes from the Tur. The Ogur was after the Tur. So he always quotes from the Tur. So he's following the Shitas Chachmei Ashkenaz. So that's what the Bir Agra writes, that this sif in the Mechaber is a slip. The Mechaber normally passing like the Rambams. What did he quote the Ogur over here? This is the Ramah. The Ramah should have quoted this, that women should say. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says, that the Mechaber shouldn't have quoted this. This is only Lefi Psaka Ramah, that the women volunteer a brocha, women who volunteer mitzvah says a Shaz Magrama, do recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. Yeah. But the others try to farenfer that the Mechaber should be, even be consistent with his own sheet. Even according to the Rambam, perhaps Bichas HaTorah is different. So that's what Velvel has in the Seif on the Rambam. He quotes in the name of his father, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that maybe Bichas HaTorah is different from the other Bichas HaMitzvah. But yeah, the Bichas HaMitzvah, even though the text is the same, Kedushan and Sosa B'Tzivan, the Nusach of the Bracha is the same. And he says, but the other Bichas HaMitzvah, the person who's obligated to perform a mitzvah has to recite a bracha. She kedushan b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. If she's not mechuyev, so she shouldn't say a bracha. But the Bichas HaTorah is a different thing. It's not that the one is about. The Rishonim give an explanation why did the Chachamim institute Bichas HaMitzvah to be more kavana. That the Gemara has a machlokes on the next daf. You'd give him a manalah. With the mitzvah tzichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzichas kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rishonim and say that machlokes only is b'di'evad. If a person performed the mitzvah without kavanah, they say he's not even yotze b'di'evad, or no, b'di'evad he is yotze. But l'chatchila for sure, everybody agrees that mitzvah sichas kavanah. The pasuk says uli yovda b'chol avavchem, you should perform the mitzvahs with kavanah. Avare l'chatchila you need kavanah. Everybody agrees l'chatchila deraisa mitzvah sichas kavanah. How machlokes only is b'di'evad? You say if he performed the mitzvah without kavanah, is he yotze or not? So the Rishonim said that maybe that's the reason for the Takanas Chachamim to recite the Bichas HaMitzvah over Lasiyasim prior to performing the mitzvah to be Ma'ore Kavana, so that the person will fulfill this L'chatchila Deraisa, that everyone agrees to that mitzvah Sichas Kavan, Shirat Kavan. So Rav Chaim is quoted by Rav Elbel as having said that that's only by other Bichas HaMitzvah, that the nature of the Bichas HaMitzvah is to be Ma'ore Kavana, let's say. But by Bichas HaTorah it's a different word. You want to enhance the Chashivas of the Torah by reciting a bracha in connection with the Torah, to be mechabed the Torah. Like the Gemara says in the end of Nedorim, The Gemara says that the Vayisheni, there was no Avodah Zarah Gila Reis and Shvichas Damim. Vayis Rishon, we understand why it was Chara, because he violated the three major Averis HaChamuras. But Vayisheni, there was no Avodah Zarah Gila Reis and Shvichas Damim. The people were learning Torah. So why were they punished so much? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why was Chorva Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, Al Shalat Bicha Bat Torah Tchila. What does it mean, Al Shalat Bicha Bat Torah Tchila? So they run, in the end of the Nidor, and quotes Rabbi Yoina, who says that they treated Liman HaTorah like a secular discipline. Like you study mathematics, you study philosophy, you study physics, or biology, you don't recite a bracha in advance. So they used to study Torah as an intellectual entertainment, as an intellectual pursuit, and they didn't give it the hashivas of reciting a bracha in advance. Reciting Birchas HaTorah in conjunction with Liman HaTorah is to give hashivas to the Torah. So that's where Reb Chaim said that this applies to women as well. If the women aren't mechuyev to learn Torah, but once they're learning Torah, so true, they're not mechuyev to learn Torah, so they're not mechuyev to say Birchas HaTorah like other Birchas HaMitzvahs, and you can't really say Kedushanu B'mitzvahs V'tzivanu, they're not mitzvah. But here by Birchas HaTorah, the whole nature of the Birchas HaTorah is different. It's not only that this is the Raisa, this is the Rabbanon. The Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa, it's a different, it's like a Birchas HaShevach. It's a Birchas HaShevach. What's the whole purpose of the Birchas HaTorah? To add chashivas to the Liman HaTorah. That Torah has to come in conjunction with a bracha. To add chashivas. Even if the woman is learning Torah, a cheftzav Torah it is. So you should give the chashivas to the Torah that she learns, so she should recite a bracha in advance.
She can make a Birchas HaTorah because of her chiyuv to do mitzvahs, or she should know how to do it. It's not the Birchas HaTorah. It seems she's mechuyev to learn Torah.
Right, so that's the Mogen Avraham quotes that reason, that the women are not mechuyev to learn Bava Basra, but the women are mechuyev to learn all the dinim that are relevant for them. So the bottom line, the women are mechuyev to learn dinim. So mechuyev to learn certain parts of the Torah, they're not mechuyev to learn everything, so therefore they have to recite Birchas HaTorah. So the Beis HaLevi in his Chubis doesn't agree with that. He tainas that Liman HaTorah, just in order to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs, is only a Heksha mitzvah. We never recite a bracha upon performing a Heksha mitzvah. The Gemara says, when you tie the chutim into the beged of tzitzis, so there were Amoraim who recited the bracha, and then the Maskanas HaGemara Menacha says that that's not correct. You're not supposed to say a Birchas HaMitzvah when you perform a Heksha mitzvah. You only recite the Birchas HaMitzvah when you fulfill the mitzvah itself. So the men are obligated to learn Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, even to learn Taras, which is not negeir lahalacha, even to learn Zroim mechutzlars, but it's not negeir lahalacha. It doesn't come up by us. We're still obligated to learn kol haTorah kula. So that's why whenever we learn Torah, the men are obligated to recite a bracha. The women learning Torah, they're mechuyev to learn Torah just to lamadot amos and mishmartam lasos. They have to learn the laws of kashrus and the laws of Taras hamishpach and the laws of Shabbos, in order to know how to be an observant Orthodox woman. But the Torah is that's only Heksha mitzvah. So that's what the Beis HaLevi Taina is, that the explanation given by the Magen Avraham is really not satisfactory. So it must be that it's a different Hesber, why the women recite the Birchas HaTorah. So that was Rav Chaim's suggestion, and maybe the Birchas HaTorah is recited, maybe it's totally different nature of a bracha, not the same as all other Birchas HaMitzvah. All other Birchas HaMitzvah is the Rishonim say the has, but to be more kavana, that lachtchil everybody agrees that mitzvah zvichas kavana. So the person should recite a bracha in advance. So the women are not mechuyev to do the whole mitzvah in the first place. How can you say that they're mechuyev to say a bracha? How can you say they're even allowed to say a bracha? Kedushonim says v'sivanim, they're not mechuyev. It's not true. So the mechaber paskins like the Rambam, women who are volunteering in mitzvah seses shas magrama should not say a bracha. But if the women are learning Torah, the idea behind reciting Birchas HaTorah is to give chashivas to the Torah. The idea behind Birchas HaMitzvah is not to give chashivas to the mitzvah, it's to be more kavana by the gavre, that the gavre is mechuyev to fulfill a mitzvah, so lechatchil a mitzvah, sirchus kavana. The women are not mechuyev in the whole thing. You can't say the mechuyev to be more kavana.
You sound not like this if you learn not Birchas HaMitzvah from Birchas
HaTorah.
How could we say that? Right, the Bavli
different? Right, we assume that the Bavli does not agree with the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli learns HaTorah HaMitzvah, a mitzvah goes on the Torah Shebal Peh. Mitzvah goes on Torah Shebal Peh. It doesn't go on Asiyas HaMitzvah. It goes on Lima Torah Shebal Peh. So the Bavli does not. Two levels of interpretation. Yeah. Yeah, but the Achrayim assume that according to the Rishonim, not only Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, even all the Birchas HaMitzvah are deraisa. We don't follow that opinion. We say by a Sofik Birchas HaMitzvah, Sofik Brachas Lahakel. A Sofik in Birchas HaMazon, when you eat Kidei Svi, you say Sofik Brachas Lahakel, because that's deraisa. And Sofik Birchas HaMitzvah, Sofik Birchas HaTorah, we go to Chumrah. And Sofik Birchas HaMitzvah, we go to Kula. We don't really accept that Yerushalmi, that all Birchas HaMitzvah is hukash to Birchas HaTorah, they're all Birchas HaMitzvah is the rest. So we hold that it's not the same. So once we, not only do we hold it's not the same, we assume that it's totally different nature of a bracha. And God's in a different nature of a bracha. So that's what some say, based on Rab Chaim, maybe that explains the first opinion in the Gemara, why Rab Elazar is of the opinion, Lemik, oh, who's not Rab Elazar? Am Ravuna, Lemikra Tzoch Lebrach, Lemedrushen Tzoch Lebrach. You only recite Birchas HaTorah when you're reciting Torah Shebichsav, when you learn Torah Shebapa, you mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But they never instituted a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is covered with the Birchas HaTorah deraisa, so they never made a takana derabban. But the din deraisa that Birchas HaTorah is needed for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only when you have a Heftzah Shel Torah, a text that was dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called a Heftzah Shel Torah. There are ideas in Torah Shebapa, but there's no specific nusach. We have a text of the Mishnais, we have a text of the Gemara, we have a text of the Tosefta, yeah, but that's all Pidin, it's not a text. Historically, there is a text, so we want to know exactly what it says, we want to know how to read it to understand what's going on. We spend a lot of time what the gear says, Hilkech Narminu Lukulo, Hilkech Narminu Litabai, with Havav, without Havav. We spend a lot of time on the text, but Al Pidin, there's no text over here. Al Pidin, Torah Shebaal Peh can't have a text. Torah Shebaal Peh belongs to the world of ideas, only Torah Shebichsav has a specific text. So that's perhaps the opinion of the first mandomer, the mikra tzorach levarech, the Birchas HaTorah is like Rab Chaim is quoted as having said, it's a whole different type of a bracha. It's a Birchas HaShevach, to give chashivas to the Torah. Like the Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah in the end of the Dorm, to give chashivas to the Torah. So the only text of the Torah, a Heftzah Shel Torah, is only Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gavra who recites Torah Shebaal Peh, who's talking and learning and thinking and learning, is Mekayim a mitzvah, is clearly Mekayim a very big mitzvah, but there is no Alpidin, there is no text of Torah. So you can't say you want to give chashivas to the text of the Torah. The Gemara has on the next daf, on daf Yud Gimel is a machlekes tatanoim, whether you can yotzi kriyashma in translation or not. So the kriyashma nemeres b'chaloshen are only b'loshna kodesh. So the Gemara raises the question of what about Kol HaTorah Kula? What about Kol HaTorah Kula? Is B'chol Lashon Nemra or B'chol Lashon HaKodesh Nemra? So what is that machlokes? Kol HaTorah Kula, B'chol Lashon Nemra, B'chol Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. What's the machlokes Tosfos wants to know? When you're laying B'chol Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, the Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. The Ibrahim Maschah B'chol Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. What's the Shaila? So the quote Rashi Megillah says, Kriyas HaTorah. When you're laying Kriyas HaTorah, are you only Yotze in the original Hebrew or can you be Yotze even in translation? So Tosfos says, what do you mean? That's a takana derabban, takana sezra. There is no din deraisa. The Gemara is working here on the level of deraisa, where the Kriyas HaTorah can be fulfilled in translation or only in the original. What are you talking? There is no Kriyas HaTorah that's deraisa. So that's what Tosfos comes up with the suggestion. Parshas Zohar, and some Rishonim say Parshas Mikra Bikurim, Parshas Hakel, Parshas Para, whatever. That's when they start the whole discussion where they have Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. So the Shita Mukobetz is there, and Yud Gimel Amar Aleph quotes in the name of the Ravid that maybe the Gemara's discussion whether Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra or B'lashon HaKodesh Nemra is if a person is Yotze in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if he talks in English or in Yiddish. Maybe you're only Yotze if he's saying Hebrew. How can that be? Manze. You're not Yotze in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you're B'hagisa V'yam V'aloyim, you're Yotze Talmud Torah by thinking and learning. So how can you say you're not Yotze Talmud Torah? If you don't speak in Hebrew, how can that be? So in the yeshiva is it's a peladig arrived. How can it be? Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. You're not yet in the midst of Talmud Torah. If you speak B'Lashon HaKodesh. How can it be? So they say no. What it means is Mikra. The original text, it only makes sense on Tanakh. The original text of the Tanakh is in Hebrew. So that's a machlekes HaTanaim. If you recite the text of the Tanakh in translation, is that called Mikra? or is it not called mikra? My nafkamina is still yotze. If he reads a translation of the Tanakh, he's still learning Torah. Then maybe it's not called mikra. My nafkamina. So if you all like the first opinion, which we don't hold on, if one would hold like the first opinion, that l'mikra tzorach levarech, amravuna. Mikra tzorach levarech, and for Torah Shabbal Peh, you don't see that bracha. So if you recite Torah Shebichsav in translation, is that called mikra? Or do you say no? Translation of Torah Shebichsav is already Torah Shabbal Peh. That's not yet. The only question is, well, we don't accept that opinion. We pass kol halacha that for Torah Shabbat Pel, you also say a bracha. So what's an afkamina? Whether reciting Tanakh in translation is a kiyam mitzvah of mikra or not. So that's what they point out. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote this. The Balatanya writes in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Balatanya, the rest of Shulchan Aruch, just wrote like a chayodah. He takes the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Shach, and he puts everything together. He writes like a chayodim. He writes in paragraphs. Except for Hilchas Talmud Torah, he revamped the whole thing. He rewrote the whole Hilchas Talmud Torah totally differently. Not the way it says in the Rambam, not the way it says in Yeridah. He did the whole thing all over again. From scratch, mamish from the Gemaras, from the Sifreis, from the Toseftas. So in the Hilchas Talmud Torah of the Balatanya, he writes this Chiddush. If a person recites Mikra, that's the text of the Torah Shemichsav, and he doesn't understand it, but that's the holy text of the Torah Shemichsav, so that constitutes a Kima Mitzvah, even though he doesn't understand. But if the person is reciting a Zel Mekoyman, and he doesn't understand what he's saying, he's reading Mishnah Yisrael Gemara, doesn't understand, so there is no Kima Mitzvah. So that would be a Shaila. What if the person is reciting Tanakh in the original Hebrew, and he doesn't understand? That's called Mikra. And you can recite Bichas HaTorah, a guy's going to say Tillim, and he doesn't know what it says in Tillim, and he knows it's beautiful praises, beautiful prayers. And David HaMelech said it, so it's good enough for David HaMelech, it's good enough for me. So even though he doesn't understand one word, but he knows that it's Tanakh, so he should say Brichas HaTorah in advance, and then he should say the Tehillim. What if he's going to recite Tehillim in translation, and he doesn't understand the translation? So would you say Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Loshen Nemra, or only B'loshen HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's also a difficult pshat. It's also a difficult pshat. The Mishnah says in Megillah that you can, if the Megillah is written balas, kar mosa lalos os balas. For those who understand that language, you can be yotze mikra Megillah. But a person kar mosa giftus legiftim and modus lemodim, ivanus leivanim. If a person understands that language, then he's yotze in translation. A person doesn't understand, so it's not called a language. But the one who doesn't understand that language, not called a language. Loshna kodesh is the universal language, whether you understand it or not. So it says, Haloi Shasham Ashur is Yotza. If a person doesn't understand Hebrew, but he hears the Megillah read in Hebrew, even though he doesn't understand it, so the Gemara understands the Mishnah to say that you're Yotza. But if a person hears the Megillah in translation, the Megillah was written in a different language. Only those people who understand that language are Yotza. Whoever doesn't understand the language is not Yotza. Let's say we pass on a person can be Yotza Kriya Shema in translation. Only if you understand that language. You're going to say Kriya Shema in English. If you don't understand English, you're not Yotza. You're going to say Kriya Shema in French. If you don't understand French, you're not Yotze. It has to be the language that you understand. So how can it be over here? What did the rabbi say? What's the shad of balosh nakodesh nemra? You only Yotze Talmud Torah if you say it in the original Hebrew. What do you mean? Marav Shach. If he doesn't understand, he's reading a translation of the Chumash in English, he doesn't understand English. It's gibberish. It's not Yotze anything. It's sure he's not Yotze anything. Elamai, he does understand. So if he does understand, so he's learning. So let it be Torah Shabbal Peh. So let it remain a mitzvah of Torah Shabbal Peh. What according to the Rabbi, it's a teller. The Rabbi really means to say kipshuto. That kol haTorah kula b'loshon haKodesh Nemra. If you learn Torah in English and you're not yotze, period. That's it. That's what everyone says. It can't be. The Rabbi couldn't. The Shita Mekubetzus goes there and said it can't be. But the Rabbi meant to say not yet. So they reinterpret the Rabbi. So if the Rabbi would have held. If he would have held like this first opinion, Amar Avuna, that you only recite Birchas HaTorah when you're learning Torah Shebichsav, okay, so that would be the Machlekes. If you're reciting Tanakh in translation and you understand it, is that a mitzvah of Lima Torah Shebal Peh? There's no text over here because it's in translation, it's not the original, so there's no Birchas HaTorah. Or do you say no? Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Loshen Emra. Just like Kriya Shema is considered Kichsava, if you say in translation, so Kol HaTorah Kula is B'chol Loshen Emra, also it's considered Kichsava if you say in translation.
You don't understand that. How can you make a mitzvah of if you have to read, then the kind of is limud ha'tayr, if you don't know what you're saying.
On the text, that's what the Baal HaTanya writes. On the text of Torah Shemachsav, just reciting it, mikra, that's why it's called mikra. Reciting it constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though he doesn't understand it. If he would understand it, that would be an even a bigger mitzvah. That would be Havanas HaTorah, okay? But just reciting the psukim, since it is the text of the mikra, so that itself constitutes a mitzvah.
Yes. Would this be related to the whole machlokas? I don't know if it's so much of a machlokas or not so much as the idea has come up. We did it a week or two ago about whether you need to learn Torah Shmichsav from a klaf. Whether it's mutter to learn Torah Shmichsav Baal Peh, and even if it's mutter, when you do so, you fulfill the mitzvah of limud Torah Shmichsav.
Limud Torah Shmichsav, if you just recited Baal Peh.
You just recited Baal Peh, or from a book, or from a computer screen.
Yeah, not from the mitzvah.
And then you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Torah Shavuot, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Torah Shavuot. So according to the idea that you don't say the Torah on Limud Torah Shavuot, you wouldn't say it then either.
Only if you learn mitzvah itself.
Yeah.
Just wow. I don't know about that.
You can connect that with the idea of Lashon HaKodesh, because how much Bichsav does it have to be if it's in the wrong language? It's not Bichsav.
That text is not, but what I'm reciting does correspond to the text of the Torah Shavuot.
In Hebrew?
In Hebrew. If I recite it,
you're not reciting the Mitzvah Ksav. You're reciting Baal Peh, what you were taught from the Ksav.
Means I won't even fulfill the Mitzvah. Even if you know that it's not proper to learn Torah Shavuot Ksav Baal Peh, you shouldn't recite anything Baal Peh. This guy knows the whole Polish Baal Peh. He's a Baal Kur. He used to have a Chavrusa. He used to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah on his way to Shul. He would lay in the hall. He knew all the Sedras by heart. So he says the Baal Kur should prepare in advance. As he was walking to Shul, he would say, Vayishlaf, Vayishem, Nikkeis. He knew everything by heart. Yeah. So you're going to say, even if you say that, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say Torah Shebichsav, Baal Peh. We, the Vilna Gaon says only La'otzi Yachem De'Chevasa. Many others say not like the Vilna Gaon. So he's doing something wrong. So he says, you're not yotze the mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav because you did something wrong.
So it's a testing.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, that's a problematic writing. That's what Tosfos says. What does it mean? Kol HaTorah Kulo. B'chol Loshon Nemar. Does it go on Maimon HaSinai? Tosfos assumed Maimon HaSinai was in Hebrew. How do they know? Maybe Maimon HaSinai was in Egyptian. Tosfos assumes no. Kol HaTorah Kulo B'lo. Maimon HaSinai was in Hebrew. That's not a machlekes. And what's the shaila? Are you yotze Talmud Torah if you talk in English? Of course you yotze Talmud Torah. How can it be? But Tosfos says, no, the shaila the Gemara raised was similar to Kriya Shema in translation. Is it called Kichsavoy? What about the other Chayvus Kriya? Parshas Zohar, maybe is there Isa, Parshas Hakel, Parshas Mikri Bikurim, Parshas Chalitza. Whenever there's a mitzvah to recite something, Ayayotze in translation, because it has to be Kichsavoy, is translation considered Kichsavoy? Okay, that's what Tosfos says. But this Ravid learns a Shaila, Ayayotze in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's a Pella. How can it be? So that's what in the yeshivas, they try to say the Ravid never meant it. But what did he mean? What did he mean? So you want to say, if you recite Tanakh in translation, is it a mitzvah of mikra, or is it only a mitzvah of Torah Shabbat? But what's the difference? We pass can say a bracha on Torah Shabbat also. So the only difference is with the Baal HaTanya. If you recite Tanakh in translation, and you don't understand it, is there a mitzvah of mikra? So the Pashto says, there's no mitzvah at all. If he doesn't understand the language that he's speaking, Pashto says that there's no mitzvah at all. So that's a peladik arrival.
Because the Torah has to be something else because kavana, what does kavana mean when you say another bracha, you have kavana, what you're doing a mitzvah, the pirush hamilos, but when you learn Torah, the kavana has to be that you're doing it as a mitzvah. In other words, chashivus and kavana are basically the same thing when it comes to Talmud Torah. Because what's your kavana when you're learning? Your kavana is to do what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted. It's not pirush hamilos because otherwise you're not doing anything. You're just really like Chinese. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He has to have kavana that this is a holy thing. It's a Torah, not just a discipline like the other disciplines.
So what's the fact that the Gemara has a lot of different opinions about how much kavana you need in Kriyat Shema And the Gemara never says there that according to Shmuel, his Kriyat Shema is only a key of Limud Torah, that even he agrees you need Kavana, and it's not Limud Torah, you don't have an understanding of what you're saying. And Shmuel says it's only a key of Talmud Torah, Kriyat Shema.
Right, so according to Shmuel, you can recite Parshas HaShavuot, the picking of these two Parshas only with the Rabbanan. So all the drushes and the parshas, Adkan, Kabbalah, the whole thing is all on Asmacht, according to Shmuel. Yeah, according to Shmuel, you just recite psukim, and it's a Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand. You recite psukim according to that Balatanya. There's a Kima, Mitzvah, Mikra, even if you don't understand. So let's see again, the Gemara has different opinions. What part of Torah requires a bracha? So the first thing, only Torah Shebichsav. Only Torah Shebichsav, Mikra. And even drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's Torah Shabbat Peh, Medrash, drushes Saint Sochel Baruch. Next opinion, Rav Loza disagrees, and he says, Rav Loza disagrees with Rav Huna, and he says, L'mikra l'medrash Sochel Baruch, l'mishnah in Sochel Baruch, Torah Shabbat Peh, you don't have to say a bracha, but drushes of the Torah Shabbat, that you do say a bracha. Why? Drushes of the Torah Shabbat have a din of Torah Shabbat. Mishnah, you're not saying the drusha from the Pasuk, the Mishnah is Torah Shabbat Peh, that you don't need a bracha. This is a shaila. The Prima Gadim in the beginning of the Psicha Kalel, Star Chaim, quotes the Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva says he's commenting on the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer in Gittin around Daf Nun Tes, whether Rav Torah is Balpeh or Rav Torah is Bichsav. So the Be'er Sheva asks, how is that possible to have a machlekes? Look in any library. Torah and Bichsav is only 24 svarim. Torah Shabbat Peh is millions and millions and millions of svarim. Every day they come out with another 10 svarim on Torah Shabbat Peh. So how can anybody think that Rav Torah is Torah Shabbat Chsav? So the Be'er Sheva thinks that's the whole beginning of the whole Psicha Kolel of the Prima Gadim. He starts with this and he discusses it at length. So he thinks that the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lozer, where the Rav Torah is Shabbat Chsav or Torah Shabbat is Baal Peh, because the Rav of the Torah are the drushes that are derived through the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSbem. The Torah Shebichsav is only 24 svarim. Halacha l'moshe misina is pure Torah Shebal Peh. That's not a machlekes. Halacha l'moshe misina, there aren't so many. The rive, the bulk of the Torah, is really the drushes where we darshan by reading in between the lines and we figure out all the missing information, all the missing details regarding all of the mitzvahs HaTorah. So that's the rive of the Torah, the drushes. So that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza, there in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes, where the Rav Torah Shebichsav, Rav Torah Shebal Peh, they're arguing whether the drushes have the status, dinim that are derived through drushes, do they have the status of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? And then he goes ahead to discuss Lamayin Afkamina, that. What's the difference whether it has the status of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? So he tries to work in an Afkamina. So it sounds a little bit that's the machlekes over here. The first one, Omer Rabba, Omer Rabba. He quotes Rav Huna, you only recite Birchas HaTorah and Torah Shebichsav, but not on Midrash HaTorah and Nidreshes, not on drushes. Drushes that are derived through the Midrash HaTorah and Nidreshes, and that's Torah Shebal Peh, you don't say Brachah. And Rav Loza disagrees, says, no, the Mikra, the Medrash, Zorach, the Baruch, the Mishnah in Zorach, he says, Mishnah is Torah Shebal Peh, you don't say Brachah. And Midrash HaTorah and Nidreshes, them dinah that are derived through the Midrash HaTorah and Nidreshes, have the status of Torah Shebichsav, you do say Brachah. Except the Pshat that we gave before doesn't fit in over here. He's discriminating against the Torah Shebal Peh. He says, you don't say a bracha on Torah Shebal Peh. Not because there's no text. On the drushes also there's no text. He just says, the dinim that are derived through drushes have the status of Torah Shebichsav, and on Torah Shebichsav you say a bracha, and on Torah Shebal Peh you don't say a bracha. Why not? The Medrash ain't said, the first mandama says, the Medrash ain't Sarach Nevar. Got to work on this some more. Okay, we'll stop here.
Because the Rebbe Lozer, the one who says that the Rebbe Torah is Bichsav, so he's consistent. He says that the drusha is
have the status of Torah
is Bichsav. He says Rebbe Bichsav, so he's consistent.
Have a check.
The Yochanan says Rebbe Jepet.
He says if he said Baruch already on his drusha, maybe we'll say on the Mishnah also.